This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You remember how we started with some what-if questions? What if this whole thing goes economically south? I went out on Twitter this morning, asked what other questions people have, got a whole bunch of responses, so we're going to answer a couple of them. At JohnZor234 wanted to know, how much of a tariff makes it all the way down to a consumer? If a good is hit with a 25% tariff, does the consumer see a 25% price hike? Marketplace's Jed Kim caught that one.
Short answer is no. There would be a hike, but it wouldn't be that much. What it actually ends up being depends on what the product is. Most goods that are included on the list are industrial inputs. We're talking things like wires or capacitors, whatever those are. Each is only a small part of a finished product, so increases on those will only contribute minor price hikes. And those parts could potentially come from other countries than China. There's more of an impact when the item is itself a finished product, especially if it's something that China is the dominant supplier of. What we consumers would end up paying depends on how retailers decide to treat their markups. But there aren't a whole lot of those finished regular consumer items on the list. Color televisions could see bigger increases, and printers too.
At Keith DMG asked, who actually collects a tariff? The port? A shipping agent? Who is the tariff distributed to? Is it part of the federal budget? Technically, Keith, those are three questions, but Jed's still on it.
Tariffs typically get paid by licensed importers, and they get collected by the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection. That money goes to the U.S. Treasury and becomes part of the general budget. A long time ago, tariffs were a pretty significant source of income for the government, but these days, they are a very minor contributor.
At Luke T. Griffith 1 wrote, what could Congress do about it if, and I know if, he emphasized, they so chose? Hello, Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Well, it turns out there's not much Congress can do. The Constitution gave Congress the right to regulate trade between the U.S. and other nations. But over the past century, Congress passed a series of laws that gradually transferred trade powers to the president, because historically the president was the adult in the room and was more restrained in trade disputes. Now, Congress could pass a measure with a veto-proof majority to either take away the president's authority to impose tariffs and quotas or overturn one of the president's actions on trade. That would require Democrats and Republicans to work together, though, and you know how that goes. So the best Congress can do is try to pressure the president indirectly by, say, holding up a confirmation of a presidential nominee.
All right, here is another one from friend of the program, Aaron Simpson, who unprompted tweeted at me today. You should know, by the way, before you hear the question, that she is a Washington, D.C. national security policy type. So that will explain the question. How, she asked, do you win a trade war? What's the metric or the outcome that you measure against? Thing is, you don't win a trade war. Nobody does, because the metrics on both sides are all bad. Lower economic growth, lower wages, less employment, just bad. We answered a couple more of your questions at marketplace.org. Check them out. And while you're there, ask away.